Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. Government welcomes an Auditor General's report issued on Monday that says housing is unaffordable for most Caymanians and, quote, government programs are not delivering value for money. Deputy Governor the Honourable Gloria Macfield-Nixon tells Radio Cayman affordable housing is a global challenge and one of the most pressing issues facing the Cayman Islands.
We recognize that more remains to be done. That is why ministries and public bodies engaged openly and constructively throughout the audit process to identify practical and achievable ways to strengthen our approach and improve outcomes for those in need of housing support.
The report assessed government's approach to improving access to affordable housing between 2019 and 2024. Over the 6 years, the population grew by 27%. Property prices rose by approximately 57%, and the average rent rose by 42%, putting, quote, significant pressure on the availability and affordability of housing for many Caymanians. In 2025, the government issued its housing policy and a 10-year plan, which represents a, quote, significant step forward in addressing those challenges, with the implementation of the policy already beginning.
I commend the Office of the Auditor General and senior public servants for their professionalism and commitment throughout this process. We recognize that the audit covered the period immediately prior to the government's adoption of a new housing policy. Our focus now is on implementation of the new policy and the recommendations coming from this most recent audit report on accountability and on ensuring that the reforms already underway translate into better housing outcomes for current and future generations.
The Ministry of District Administration confirmed, quote, corrective work is already underway at the Sister Islands Affordable Housing Development Corporation, noting that new homes in Cayman Brac are in the final stages of construction and that a suite of reforms is being developed. The full report is available online at auditorgeneral.gov.ky. Meanwhile, opposition leader the Honourable Joey Hughes says the Auditor General's report on affordable housing highlights serious concerns about housing delivery and accountability in the islands. While accepting the previous administration shares responsibility for some of the issues identified, Mr. Hughes said that the current government has now had more than 5 years overseeing housing and must be held accountable for results. The report found that the government spent $36.4 million on affordable housing between 2019 and 2024, but completed only 36 homes during that period. It also noted the waiting list continues to grow, with nearly 1,200 applicants waiting on affordable homes as of February 2026. Mr. Hugh also pointed to findings that some government-supported housing remains unaffordable for lower-income Caymanians. The opposition says it supports reforms recommended by the Auditor General, but wants stronger implementation, measurable targets, and faster delivery of housing projects. The Planning Minister is set to table proposed amendments to the Development and Planning Act in Parliament, including a change to the law that will give Cabinet the ability to waive planning fees.
There's an amendment in the planning law where Cabinet cannot waive the fees for planning and infrastructure fees. What we're doing, we're making an amendment to that, whereas the Minister of Finance will be able to waive any of those fees in the future.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's For the Record program, the Honourable Jay Ebanks told listeners this will also give Cabinet the ability to suspend or delay payment until the project is complete.
Whereas this will give us the leverage that to help excel housings and how we can help that and have the developer or the contractor pay those fees at the very end.
So he that would speed things up then.
Speed things up, but a little bit of lucrative more cash in their pocket so that by the time they end, before they get their CO, they have to pay up these fees then.
Mr. Ebanks says the decision to push the amendment came after talks with industry professionals, landowners and opposition MPs who, quote, all agreed it was something that should be looked at.
We looked at it when it was part of the our housing policy going forward and how we're going to help excel this. And this was one of the ways, too, that we can help excel this. But right now, it has how the law states, the Minister of Finance cannot do anything when it comes to the infrastructure fees. So,
as previously reported on Radio Cayman, the proposed development and planning amendments are being advanced alongside other elements of the government's housing reform agenda, including the Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill, which is currently out for public consultation through the 20th of September. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Government sticks a pin in a plan to charge non-Caymanians 8 times as much as Caymanians for driver's license. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The revised fee structure reduces the previously approved fees for non-Caymanian full driver's licenses and introduces discounted rates for Caymanians purchasing longer-term licenses. Non-Caymanian full driver's licensing fees have been reduced from the previously approved differential of approximately 8 times the Caymanian rate to approximately 3 times the applicable rate. Caymanians purchasing 3, 5, and 10-year licenses will get discounts of 10%, 15%, and 20% respectively. So, for example, a full 10-year license will now cost $200 for Caymanians and $750 for non-Caymanians. Under the previously announced plan, it would have been $250 for a Caymanian and $2,000 for a non-Caymanian. The Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing will reportedly use government information to determine the fee applicable to each customer. Customers will be classified as eligible for the Caymanian fee, non-Caymanian fee, and ineligible for the Caymanian fee, or undetermined, and requiring manual verification. The latest DVDL guidance also confirms that customers 65 and older are eligible for a reduced fee, including non-Caymanian civil servants. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The revised fees takes effect today. Blending heritage and culture with Cayman's education system has long been talked about. But today, the Ministries of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage, along with Education and Training, are introducing a new way to bridge two ministries in a, quote, meaningful way with a heritage village.
It's really a dedication to where students can engage interactively with our traditional way of life. What we saw as hard work growing up, which is part of our culture and our heritage. And this is what put food on the table for them. And this is what we need to set that foundation for our kids, because far too many of the generation above them still don't know. They still don't know. And we are going to do something about it. We have started doing something about it.
Culture and Heritage Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, there earlier today at the launch of the first-of-its-kind Heritage Village at the East End Primary School. The village space serves as a dedicated space for students and educators to have a tangible experience for interacting with the way of life from days long ago. But getting to this point took work. Minister Rankin told the crowd that his ministry team started coming up with ideas, and this one stuck.
Immediately it blew me away. I shared it with my colleague, Minister Anglin, and he was very, very supportive. The light bulbs went off in his head. He himself started having other ideas. What are we going to do with other schools? So after we finally got to this final concept, he said, this is what we're going to be doing in every other primary school on this island.
He's quite right. My eyes lit up because I saw the vision and I said, that is what we are missing.
Minister of Education, the Honorable Ralston Anglin there.
There were a number of concepts that came up, but I can say, boys and girls, that when your MP, Minister Rankin, came along with Chief Officer Echenique and said, what about creating a space that we could make our heritage, our culture, what is uniquely Caymanian, come to life.
Now, with the first Heritage Village open, the government says others are coming too, to every government-run primary school in the Cayman Islands. Minister Anglin says the impact will be wide.
Our challenge in Cayman is also made more difficult because due to our growth, we have to bring education professionals into our country as professional educators and the like. And so quite rightly, how can we expect someone who comes into our society to have knowledge of our unique culture and heritage? That is impossible. And so during our visits, teachers also asked, what was it that we were going to do to assist them in ensuring that they could meaningfully understand and therefore pass on some of those important strands of our culture and heritage?
The village is easy to dismantle and store when bad weather approaches, but ministers say that this is just the start, with the Sir John A. Cumber Primary School next in line to get its very own Heritage Village. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. For a full replay of this news broadcast, find us on our website, radiokman.gov.ky, or you can also find and follow Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.